We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from Bills Training Camp and joined in our training camp outdoor studio with cornerback Leotis McKelvin. Thank you for coming by here, Leotis.
Thank you for having me.
You're 4 days into this camp now. There have been some long and physical practices, especially the last few days.
Yeah, the day's been long. You know, it's been two and a half hours, 3 hours on practices, especially the past 2 days, you know, especially yesterday. It was a little hot yesterday, a little humid yesterday. So, I mean, it's kind of like gut-wrenching time, you know, so you got to really, like, keep it going, try to make it through the tough days. Hydrate yourself and try to stay healthy.
Were players prepared for that sort of long practice when you came into this camp? Did you get a warning that that would be the case?
You got to look for new things that come every year. It's always going to be something new every year, and that's what one of the new things that came up this year was, you know, the press. I mean, it seemed like it's the same kind of format as it was last year. You know, you gotta get back accumulated with the schedule and how it goes, and your body gonna react right to it, and everything gonna be going back to normal.
When people, I've been down here since the practices began, and people ask me about some of the fun things to watch. I always tell them one of the most fun things for me to watch is you and Stephon Gilmore going up against Sammy Watkins. Some pretty good battles with him.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, the young guy. You know, the rookie coming in. You know, he pretty physical, pretty strong. You know, and we got to try to give him a good look at what he's going to see coming up in our regular season, because we gonna need him. And, you know, this offense going to need him, you know, just to make plays. You know, they made good deals for him to come here. I mean, as far as, like, with trading up in the draft for him to come here and make plays, and he got to find a way to be able to get open, you know. And he's going to work hard, and he has been working hard. He's physical. And, you know, he got good speed, so I mean, he got all the tools that he needs, you know what I'm saying, to make it happen for himself.
There was one practice in the mini camp, maybe in the second to last practice of the mini camp, when both you and Stephon, it seemed to me from watching on the sideline, made an effort to really deliver some pretty good hits on him. Were you told to do that, or is that? It seems like you were playing, you know, you're jamming him harder than you did most of the other receivers.
Oh, I'm saying mini camp. Okay. I don't know, it's just something that we just wanted to do, whatever, whatnot. You know, throughout the whole mini camp, we was playing off. You know, it was just the last day. And, you know, just want to give them a little taste of how things was going to be, and how things was going to be further on down the road when he play against other guys that's in his lead. And, you know, they're gonna do what they need to do, grab to playing physical, you know, doing things like that. You know, I just try to give him a good look of what he's going to see later on down the line.
What makes him difficult to cover, Sammy Watkins?
Like I say, he's explosive. You know what I'm saying? He's explosive. He's starting now to get real physical. You know, his route running is coming along. You know, like I say, he's speed and his burst or whatever whatnot. So he got all the attributes of becoming a great receiver.
In this training camp, when you line up across from that receiving core, there's a variety of different styles and sizes. You know, you got big guys, you got Mike Williams, you got Sammy, you got Goodwin. You guys see a lot of different types of receivers on your own roster here.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, you can go down the line, you can start with 14. You know what I'm saying? You got the head right there. You know, the workhorse right there. That's the guy that's gonna be the workhorse of the team. You got 10. He the finesse guy, you know what I'm saying? He more finesse, got a good route runner. With 10, you know what I'm saying? He goes with 88, you know, that's the speedster. You know what I'm saying? They got on the team, you know, you got Mike Williams, you know, he could be a good route runner, but, you know, once the ball's in the air with Mike, you know what I'm saying, most likely he gonna come down with it just because we're doing his background, his basketball skills.
Yeah.
You do a good job, man. You can keep going down the line with all the other receivers that they got. You know, got Hogan, you know, the underachiever. You know, he worked very hard. You know, he done got a lot better than he did last year than this year. You know, he got a whole lot better, got a lot faster. And, you know, you got a lot of guys that, you know what I'm saying, that's on their receiving core, you know what I'm saying, that if they could be able to work together and be able to gel together, I mean, it could be a good outstanding group.
Our guest is Leotis McKelvin, Bills cornerback. I want to talk about you for a second, Leo, and last season. Did you feel like that was, you know, a breakthrough year for you, what you were able to do last season, and once you got healthy, able to contribute as much as you did last year?
Most definitely. I mean, it was like a well needed for my state, you know, as far as, like, you know, being able to believing myself and me be going out there and knowing that I know to myself that I am a corner in this league. You know, it was just good for me to go out there, you know what I'm saying, and be able to make plays and be able to and do it. Now it's just time for me to, you know what I'm saying, stay consistent and have a bet year.
What's the next step for you in your career this year? What's the next step for you?
Get healthy. Stay up. I mean, that's the main point. Right now, just getting healthy, so remain healthy, trying to get my strength back in my legs, you know, and trying to get this thing on the road. You know, they gonna need me just as much as I need them, and just trying to get my body healthy. That's just the main important thing.
You missed some of the spring workouts with coming back from the off-season surgery. Can you just talk about how you feel now and moving forward? What you anticipate?
I just anticipate, you know, just getting better and better every day. You know, going in the training room, getting help when I need to. Talking to Donnie every time, talking to Donnie Sampson, Chris McCallister, you know, we got him in for camp. Just talking to those guys, you know, just getting better and better with the scheme work and what's going on, you know, being able to communicate with my teammates and just go out there and just have fun.
What do you lose on the back end of the defense with the loss of Jarris Burt?
I mean, you lose just a bottom line playmaker. You know, Jarris is a playmaker. You know, he's a born playmaker. You know, he's always going to make plays. And that's just somebody you can always know. Like, if a quarterback make a mishap in the secondary as far as, like, throwing the ball, you know it's going to get picked. So, I mean, that's just something that you just going to miss with Jarris Burt. Not only just getting picked, I mean, he made plays on the ball as far as, like, scripting it and doing things like that. I mean, he was just a great, outstanding player and just the middle of the field general.
Aaron Williams returns back there, but he's got Denoris Searcy playing alongside of him. Totally different style of player than Jarris Burt, both of them actually, but could be pretty effective. In particular, I think maybe people have been a little bit surprised by how much Searcy might have to offer this defense.
Almost definitely. You guys just think about all the things that Searcy have done in the past year or two for this defense. You know, Searcy have made plays. It's not like Searcy have been a person that's not been out of place, because he always been in place. And it's just the fact that, you know, it's his chance. It's the first time getting a chance to start. First time probably get a chance to, you know what I'm saying, showcase to everybody else that, you know what I'm saying, he is a guy that could be able to play in this defense. You know, he's fast. He can play coverage. You know, when his pass defense come up and make a run, you know what I'm saying, those guys are really big. And it goes with Aaron. You know, Aaron coming off of, you know, shoulder surgery. He's still making a lot of plays. You know, edge corner, so he could be able to come out of his breaks and cover the tight end and be able to come down and cover the slot sometimes. So, you know, those guys could really, you know what I'm saying, bounce off each other for us, like, you know what I'm saying, because it's for us, like, you know, Searcy could be in the end of box guy, you know what I'm saying, and Aaron could be in the middle of the field type of guy, and they could both switch responsibility, because Aaron could come down and also play inside the box, because both of the guys love to hit. You know, those guys are my teammates. You know, I love them to death. You know what I'm saying, like my little brothers. Cause, you know, so we've been here for a while, but, you know, it's just fun just playing with those guys and being able to grow with those guys for the past couple of years.
I wonder, you get Corey Graham to join your group this year. Is he like your big brother now?
Yeah, most definitely. We've been in the meeting room. You know, they always call Corey the old guy.
He's not that old.
You can just think about it. They keep talking to say Corey, the old guy. You know, they call him Unc. But the thing about it, though, me and him the same age.
Yeah,
so it's like, so every time he be like, man, I don't know why they be calling me old, because me and you the same age. I don't know. I guess I look like I'm 22, you know. But I don't know. It's just, we added Corey to the group. We know he's a good guy, you know what I'm saying, a veteran coming along, you know what I'm saying. It's just pretty much like us. You know, all of us guys, we get along with each other very fine. And, you know, we all want to go out there and win.
One thing that strikes me, Leo, when I think about your career, how it's gone, and we're talking about Searcy and Aaron Williams, second-round pick, you were a first-rounder, people want instant success, but there's no substitute for a couple of years of experience and learning how to play. And even, as you mentioned a moment ago, learning how to take care of your body in training camp. There's no substitute for that kind of experience.
Not at all. You know, we some guys, like I say, we've been here for a while. All of us done went through kind of the ups and downs or whatever, not, but we done stuck it between ourselves and believing in ourselves that we were going to be able to come out here and make plays. And, you know what I'm saying, they gave us a chance and to come out here and making the best of it.
Last question. I saw you back there ready to return punts in the training camp workouts. You're not ready to give that up. And why would you, really?
Most definitely, I'm an athlete. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I could believe, like I could do it. You know, I did it in college. You know, did it in the league a couple years. I haven't did it as much as I wanted to. You know, in my earlier career, but you know, it's a chance, an opportunity to get the ball in the end zone. You know, I feel like I'm very special in that position. So, I mean, I love doing it.
You have to lobby the coaches, push the coaches, and tell them, hey, I want to be back there returning punts, because you are a starter, an important starter. Maybe they didn't want to risk you back there.
I mean, you got to, it doesn't matter what you can do, whatever you want to do for the team. I mean, right now, what I want to do for the team is be able to help the team any way I can. You know what I'm saying? Either way it goes, if it's on defense, even if it's on special teams. You know, I just want to help this team. I've been here going on my 7th year, and one thing I want to do is just go out here and get this team my all that I have, and you know what I'm saying, make sure we can get to the playoffs. You know, just try to get to the playoffs, get back to how things used to be around here.
Yep. Leotis, thanks very much. Always good talking with you.
Hey, no problem.
Leotis McKelvin, the other old guy in the Buffalo defensive backfield, our guest. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from training camp on Buffalo Bills Radio.